So tonight, as we near the end of our long journey to Pascha, we return to what we heard near the beginning. Near the beginning, as we heard the readings from the book of Proverbs, we heard about the sinful woman. The book of Proverbs warns against the sinful woman and her temptations and tells the young man that the ends thereof are the ways of death. Tonight we've heard about the sinful woman. And she's been contrasted for us with Judas. But lest the contrast overwhelm the beginning, I think it's wise for us also to compare, to see the similarities. You see, Judas betrayed the ultimate icon, the image of the living God. And so did the sinful woman. In the beginning, it says, God made us in his image, male and female created he. Us in his image. That union between male and female, the image of God, this is what the sinful woman betrayed. Moreover, Judas betrays the Son of Man with a kiss. By that kiss, by that symbol of love, condemning and betraying Christ our Lord to his death, his master, his teacher. Similarly, the sinful woman, betrayed with a kiss, betrayed with this love that is supposed to be what makes holy, what brings life into the world. That which is sacred, that love was what she betrayed the image of God with. Moreover, Judas betrayed our Lord for money. And the sinful woman too. Why did she do what she did? She did it for money. There's so many aspects of this where Judas and the sinful woman are the same. And that's the horror of it. That's the horror of sin. It destroys us. It takes that which is made in the image of God, and by our own will, we betray God. Betray that image to death through that which we are supposed to love, that which is supposed to bring us to God. For what? For a little success? For a little pleasure? For a little self-gratification? This is the horror of what we have become. Because we are faced tonight with a choice. And the choice is simple. Either we are the sinful woman in all of that horror, or we are Judas in that horror of horrors. And herein lies the difference. Because what we heard tonight was that the sinful woman, all of those things which were that with which she betrayed the image of God in which she was created, with which she betrayed that which was sacred, with which she betrayed love itself. She then takes all of that and brings it to the feet of our Lord. The money she takes and buys perfume with which to anoint our Lord. Her body, her hair, her tears, she uses to wash the feet of our Lord, to dry his feet with her hair. Whereas Judas, of course, takes that money, and in his pride and desire to be proven right, he goes afterwards to the priests and he throws the money on the at their feet, not at the feet of our Lord. And says, I have betrayed innocent blood. And then in his despair, he goes and hangs himself. That's the one option that's presented to us. The root of pride and despair, which is the only thing left after we realize the horror and the futility of what we have done. But it's not the only option. Because we, like the sinful woman, have been given the opportunity to invest ourselves, our life, our love in that one key difference. The only thing, really, that separates the sinful woman from Judas. That separates us from Judas. What is it? Not righteousness. Simple, humble repentance. And investing all that we have distorted and broken and misused in that repentance, in a life that is now holy and utterly, in all our debasement and humility, at the foot of the one who is the only one who can save us from our sins, who is the only one who from whom we can receive forgiveness, and who is the only one who is worthy of our love, our adoration, our worship. That's the choice that is presented to us. That is what we have invested all of this time in. That is what brings us ultimately beyond that despair and that anguish to forgiveness, to love, and to the joy of that great and holy Pascha, which is the resurrection of our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ, whom we love and adore, who forgives us, and who raises us up from death and destruction. To him be glory, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and ever and into ages of ages.